Well, would you look at that? Proverbs Every Day, episode number 284. Proverbs 9 today in New Living Translation. But being that's the whole start of the day thing, why don't we start with a little bit of prayer, shall we? Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for my friends here that have gathered and that you would bless them with understanding today, that we would be blessed by wisdom. Father, as we learned yesterday, wisdom is that foundation of character that is so important for how we serve. Father, we do ask that you would grant us an extra portion this morning of that understanding, of that growth, that we might be the people that you not only desire us to be, but that we have that desire as well. And so we seek after that growth, that you would continue to guide our path, but also to enrich our lives so that we can enrich the lives of those around us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hey, what time is it? Proverbs 9, New Living Translation. Oof, goodness gracious me. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved its seven columns. That's kind of we've discussed that reference before, but it is an interesting thing to note, is that seven columns thing is a very interesting thing. And also note that this is a continuation of yesterday, and so we don't have that beginning admission of, hey, son, listen up. We're dealing with a different way to begin a chapter here today. So anyway, let's continue. Verse 2, she has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines, and set the table. She mixed the wines and set the table. This sounds familiar somehow. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. Now we see a distinction. She calls out from the heights of the overlooking city. So a couple things here, actually, that I just realized. Yesterday in our study of Acts, we were talking about the disciples delegating things for the first time. So you're seeing something here in verse 3 where it says she sent her servants to invite everyone to come, but she also is out calling from the heights to the overlooking city. And so it is a both. So there's a multiplicative effect here. So she's not just being the only one out. Come in with me, she urges to the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. So what we're seeing here is a notion of wisdom calling out to the simple, just like the promiscuous woman was doing. The difference is that she's calling to everybody, and she's calling to the simple to have an experience. And in other words, there's a opportunity here to have, you know, good food and mixed wine, which in this day was above and beyond just a normal experience. And so we're seeing that called out as not just a normal experience here. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. which is a great call for all of us, let's be honest. Verse 7, anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. Hang on a second here. Are we still having the same conversation? I've actually wondered about this. This is one of those things where all of a sudden we're it's like the voice has shifted and now we're back to, you know, just a collection of wisdom, which again is why I've often wondered if verses 1 through 6 here should be in the previous chapter, but that's okay. We'll let it go. So don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. Mark that one in green. That's for Deej and probably for a few of us. Correct the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. So again, we see this notion of, you know, if you're just trying to convince someone who's just being a fool, you're just wasting a lot of effort. That same effort given towards correcting and getting people back on the pathway that they're accepting of that, well, that energy goes a lot further, doesn't it? And so it's not just simply for you that we're saying this. This is being said because this is something that you need to know, that your efforts can go farther if they're in the right place. If you don't have a specific calling to minister to the foolish, as wisdom did above here, that's a specific calling. If that's not your calling, then you are wasting your time trying to win over people to your side. You know, it's that I guess old saying, but very much new these days. It's like you look at the average, you know, post on social media that's saying something political and you challenge them on it. It's like, how many people do you think came over to your side because of this posting? Now, all of a sudden, because of your magic post, now everybody is ready to see it your way. Zero. Goose egg. It ain't happening, okay? Anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. And that is just the truth. So don't bother correcting mockers. They're only going to hate you, all right? Just don't participate. And I'll go so far as to say, even if they call you out by name, and maybe especially if they do call you out by name, that's a trap. You know, if they're calling you out publicly, wanting your opinion on something, do not, I repeat, do not go there. That's a mistake. That's a huge mistake. Trap. Don't go there. But and this is me coming from a place of every Tuesday, I meet with a group of men that are in my mastermind. It's a mastermind that's literally called Iron Sharpens Iron. And this is where we pour in. This is where we put our energy. You know, it's not a lightweight gathering. You know, there is energy expended here, especially on days like today where I was kind of in that man in the middle or hot seat, you know, where I'm the one that's being called out a bit. And so I had people pouring into me and that is life. That is life energy right there. Yeah. That correction is not easy to take sometimes, but it is life energy. Verse 10, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. It's gold right there. Better than gold. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. And ask yourself, is this a void promise here? That wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. Quite literally, medicine is now showing that stress literally takes years off your life. That your psychological stress, your social stress, all these things, they take away your life. Living in wisdom, however, takes you away from all that. So that is adding years to your life. It's science. Proved out right before our eyes. Let's see what is this response of this of the and in certain translations there's this being the previous woman, the promiscuous woman, but in some, and this is one of them, she is called out by a different character name of Folly, and so now we have a third female character that is called out in this journey. The woman named Folly is brash. She is ignorant and doesn't know it. She sits in her doorway on the heights of overlooking the city, calls out to men going by who are minding their own business. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, stolen water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes the best. But little do they know that the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave, or Sheol. So we're seeing that she's calling out to the same people. Come in with me, you know? Stolen water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes the best. This is a reference to sexual promiscuity. That it's okay. That's why oftentimes that character of Folly and the adulteress are equivocated. But this is just a general notion of there are no consequences. You can do whatever you want. In fact, it's better to steal from others, whether it's stealing virtue or stealing their little property. You know, that the whole food eaten in secret tastes the best notion is literally like them saying that, you know, if you steal someone else's things or steal someone else's food and eat that in secret, that sort of thing, or you're kind of sneaking it in, you know, sort of thing, that's the best thing. That's the best thing ever. But that's where the dead live. That's the grave talking at you. You know, do you really want to go there? And so we have these choices, right? And this is obviously a pretty short chapter. Not a lot in terms of time spent here, but honestly, there's just so much goodness here in this invitation. It is just we saw yesterday that vision of wisdom being there from the beginning of time, right? So there's a certain authority there. And so by seeing this as we see this in Proverbs 31, by the way, this character of woman that has servants she's managing and has all these resources and is wanting to bring people in to be blessed. Okay, we see the same exact character in Proverbs 31. And so don't miss that. This is important, okay? This is part of that character being personified. But in this case, that urging of the simple to say, you know what? You don't have to remain simple. You don't have to, if you lack judgment, it's okay. Come in with me. There's no need for a price of admission. I've got the food covered. I've got some wine for you. You're good to go. Come in and leave your simple ways behind. Begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. It's straightforward enough. That's all we have to do. We don't have to go get a degree. We don't have to go, you know, make sacrifices of our time and money and all that kind of stuff necessarily. I mean, I still think we should. I still think we should seek after wisdom as in more valuable than our possessions. I think that should be sought after. But the reality here is that she's got this banquet for us. She's set the table. It's ready to go. It's not like, well, make this investment and maybe down the road it'll pay off. No, it's ready right now. You don't have to wait. Operators are standing by. Call now. Go. Leave your simple ways behind. It's okay. Learn to use good judgment. It's okay. You can go there. You can improve yourself. You should improve yourself. Go. In any case, I do hope that you continue to be blessed by the absolute best and that you go and be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you once again tomorrow. Bye now.